Here he is, and in person, the Duke himself. How do you do, everyone? It's the music of Duke Ellington, presented by the American Broadcasting Company with the cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. As you dance or just listen, remember that there is still an urgent need for you to buy another United States savings bond.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. You can find us on the web at ellingtonreflections.com, and we're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. In this episode, we feature the last set of five of the 25 double CD sets that Storyville Records released. Duke and other entertainers of the time sold war bonds to help meet the tremendous financial needs of World War II. And after the war was won, they were renamed Victory Bonds. The first selection is called Buddha, and this is one of the songs that was recorded for the album And His Mother Called Him Bill, the tribute album that Ellington made in 1967. This was one of the first recordings of it in 1953. The soloists are Ray Nance on trumpet, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Cat Anderson on trumpet.
Our first selection is a new thing written by Billy Strayhorn. It's called Buddha. We asked Billy Strayhorn what the meaning of Buddha was, and he responded and said, Buddha. Thank you for Billy Strayhorn and Buddha.
There's also a history lesson implied in all of these recordings, one of which that once upon a time, Russia was our ally. This recording is from August of 1943, and it's a feature for Ray Nance on violin.
Our curtain falls in our Duke Ellington danceable rhythm time. with a tribute to RLI, and Russia Is Her Name. It features a violin solo by Ray Nance.
I'm going to jump around a bit in this episode. We just played a recording from 1943. Now we're going to jump ahead to 1953. Satin Doll, which is one of Duke's enduring favorites, was recorded for the first time in April of 1953. This version was recorded just 3 months later.
And now, Jim, shall we do another one for the Bonds?
Well, I think we have time just about for one more number, Duke.
Hey, I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's do the our latest... Capital release.
Maybe.
Fat and all.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Another point I'd like to emphasize again is that these broadcasts feature things that were never recorded in the studios, and in some cases they weren't even performed in public that much. That's the case with this one, Swing Shifter Swing. Wow, that was a tongue twister. And this was in May of 1942 and recorded in, of all places, Southgate. Those of you familiar with L.A. know Southgate is just a wide spot on the road off the 710 freeway. I'm going to play Swing Shifter Swing and follow it up immediately with Mainstem. Again, these are from the same event in May of 1942. The solos on Swing Shifter Swing are Barney Bigard on clarinet, Rex Stewart on cornet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, and Ben Webster on tenor sax. You'll hear some of the same soloists on Mainstem, Bigard, Stewart, but you also hear from Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone, and then again Ben Webster and Lawrence Brown. These aren't exactly high fidelity, but they are historic. Thank you.
Now, Duke, before we continue with these individual solos, how about you taking over my job for a few seconds while I go take a rest?
All right. When you read in the paper about an automobile accident and the victim who has to go to the charity ward of the city hospital, you hope it won't ever happen to you. Well, one way to avoid it is to be careful crossing streets. And another way to avoid it is to save money. Yes, money. So that if an unfortunate accident should ever occur, you have a nest egg ready to cover it. It's no fun to borrow money, no fun to be dependent on others. Stock that money away in United States savings bonds. Invest in bonds regularly, every payday. They'll mount up and mount up to a nice substantial sum. Money that spells peace of mind and comfort. For every $3, you'll get back $4 in just 10 years, and it's the safest investment you can possibly make. Start now to buy United States savings bonds. Get them at your bank, post office, or where you work on the payroll savings plan.
In 1940s slang, to be unbooted was to be square. I don't know all the linguistics behind that. I'm sure you can find it on Google. This one is from 1946. The soloists are Lawrence Brown on trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and at the end, Taft Jordan and Harold Shorty Baker trade phrases on their trumpets. And I almost forgot to mention the title. It's called The Unbooted Character.
Well, boys and girls, if a character is really Mellorini and all Vati, it's pretty easy to spot it. But if he's not, he's sort of square and ain't going nowhere. In other words, he's an unbooted character. And now Duke Ellington explains this despicable creature with an unbooted character.
Thank you.
Tingling was composed by Louis Belson and Charlie Shavers. Belson only played with the band for 2 years, from 1951 to 1953, and he left a couple of months just before this recording was made. So the drummer you hear is Butch Ballard. He has a few breaks at the end. The tenor soloist is Paul Gonzalez.
And now, a number dedicated to a great star from Pal Joy, Miss Carol Bruce, is inspiring us this evening. So we're going to play Ting-a-ling.
This performance of Lady Be Good, a song by George Gershwin, is from 1943, and it's a feature for Duke Ellington on piano. It was kind of a rarity for him to feature himself this much at that time.
From the blue and sentimental mood, we slip into an easy rhythmic groove, with the Duke himself taking one of his rare piano solo flights and a lightly swinging version of that good old Gershwin classic, Lady Be Good.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Taft Jordan was only with the band for 4 years, from 1943 to 1947. Before Ellington, he was a featured soloist with the Band of Chick Webb. This one is called Rugged Romeo, and it's a feature for Jordan. And some of you may notice that Ellington reused part of this song for his 1951 controversial suite.
And now, boys and girls, we suggest you lend a very careful ear, for we have following four individual solos from the Duke Ellington Concert Classics. The first of this group of four, a little thing featuring Taft Jordan on trumpet, Rugged Romeo. That was Taft Jordan, his trumpet, and Rugged Romeo.
As given in the announcement beforehand, the blues was part of Duke's Black, Brown, and Beige suite. They list the solos, but they omit Lawrence Brown on trombone. But definitely it's Kay Davis on the vocal, Al Sears on tenor saxophone, and Lawrence Brown on trombone.
And now, for those of you who are interested in some of the more classical compositions of Duke Ellington and his boys, here's really a treat. It's more or less a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro, with excerpts and a medley from the blues theme of Black, Brown, and Beige, favoring the Carnegie Blues with Kay Davis doing the vocal solo while Al Sears rocks us with his tenor sax.
Nothing. The blues ain't nothing but a cold gray day, and all night long it stays that way. Ain't something that leaves you alone, ain't nothing you want to call your own, ain't something with sense enough to get up and go, ain't nothing like nothing I know. The blues don't know. The blues don't know nobody as a friend. Ain't been nowhere where they're welcome back again. Low, ugly, mean blues. let you sing in rhyme. The blues ain't nothing but a dark cloud marking time. The blues is a one-way ticket from your love to nowhere. The blues ain't nothing but a black crepe veil ready. Nothing. The blues ain't the
And now, due to the importance of the following words, we call upon the Duke himself. Here he is.
Thank you. I know a boy named Joe who's crazy for music. And what's more, he's dreaming about being a musician himself, someday having his own band. Joe's father thinks it's a swell idea. And he's helping to make that dream come true by investing in United States savings bonds every payday. Those bonds are adding up fast to give young Joe the musical education he wants. Well, it's a smart scheme, folks. For no matter what your favorite dream is, the best way to realize it is to save money for it. And the best and easiest way to save money is to buy bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan. At your request, your money is set aside from your paycheck and invested for you in bonds. You'll hardly even miss it now. And when those bonds start paying off just 10 years from now, $4 back for every $3 you put in. That'll be a big day, a steady income, an income backed by your own government. Money that spells freedom, security, and dreams come true. So save today for a happy tomorrow through United States Savings Bonds.
Another one of Duke's many projects was the musical Jump for Joy. Here's a title song from that musical featuring Ray Nance as vocalist, Quentin Jackson on trombone, and Russell Procope on alto saxophone.
We're at the famous Blue Note in downtown Chicago, and so is Duke Ellington.
Thank you. And after hearing the good word about those good bonds and having those good experiences with those good bonds, there's only one tune that should follow that, and that's Jump for Joy.
Child, jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little dear, all the hounds I do. I have been killed, now ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures grooving? I'm telling you, green pastures was just a technicolor movie. When you get up to heaven and you meet tell that boy, jump for joy. Step right in, give old Pete skin, jump for joy. It's all that will be necessary. Mm-hmm.
That was Ray Nance again, singing Jump for Joy. Russell Prokop, alto sax, and Quentin Jackson, trombone.
Harlem Airshaft was one of the many masterpieces produced by the band in 1940. The original soloists were Cootie Williams and Barney Bigard. But here on this 1953 version, the soloist is trumpeter Clark Terry.
Duke Ellington's at the Blue Note, and so is NBC. Yes, you now have a concert side table at the fabulous Blue Note, Madison near Dearborn, Chicago's mecca for moderns, and for the people who play music that way. Currently, the Blue Note is featuring the fabulous Duke Ellington, and we know you're going to like the show. So now, we take you to the Blue Note and Duke Ellington.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Duke Ellington speaking to you. We're very happy to bring you the band this evening from the Blue Note. Our first selection brings to the microphone a phenomenal trumpet player, Clark Terry, in Harlem Airshaft. Thank you very much.
We'll go back 10 years to 1943 for I Don't Know What Kind of Blues I Got. Harry Carney is heard on bass clarinet, Joseph Tricky Sam Nanton again on trombone, Ben Webster on tenor, and the vocalist is Betty Roche. In the earlier studio recording, the vocalist was Herb Jeffries.
Harry Carney's bass clarinet brings a deep, thrilling tone to the Ellington palette. Joan Anton's trombone and Betty Roche's mellow blues vocally emphasize the mood as the Duke tells us, "I don't know what kind of blues I've got."
Completed this podcast and I realized I didn't have a feature for Johnny Hodges. Well, you know, we can't have that. So this is a 1946 performance of another one of the 1940 classics, Warm Valley.
Well, friends, we turn now to Johnny Hodges and his very excellent alto sax as he leads us down into Warm Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny Hodges.
In addition to being featured as trumpet player extraordinaire, Cad Anderson is also shown as composer on this one. It's called Blue Jean Beguine. Additionally, Juan Tizol on valve trombone and Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone are heard.
Our first selection is one that's dedicated to a great disc jockey on the coast, and it's called Blue Jean Beguine. The soloists are Juan Tizol, trombone, and Cat Anderson, trumpet, and composer. Blue Jean Beguine.
Thank you.
One Tizor. Thank you. That was Blue Jean Begin. It'll be out soon on Capitol Records.
Well, that concludes our look at the Storyville Treasury shows that comprise a 25 double CD set. In our five episodes covering groups of five, we gave you about 10% of what's out there total. So there's over 50 hours of good music and commentary out there. Additionally, there's yet another new release from the Ellington Vault coming out from Storyville later this week, and it's called Uppsala 1971. It's a recording of a concert in Sweden. So that concludes another episode of Ellington Reflections. We appreciate your commentary and kind words of encouragement. And again, we'd like to remind you that we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and our web presence is at ellingtonreflections.com. My name is Steve Bowie, and I thank you for listening. And again, as I always say about Ellingtonia, it's something that you ought to know.